nurse pracs and nurse practitioners. We have a couple here on the show today, of course, a family nurse practitioner, Sherry Cottle, right?
Yes, sir.
The name. And Kira Williams, also here on the program. And you, both of you ladies, work here at the Bridge in Lubbock, right?
Well, I've started the nurse prac there at the Bridge Clinic. Kira will be joining me next month.
Okay.
So, yes.
Okay, fantastic. And so, tell us a little bit more about when people hear nurse practitioner, and you're a family nurse practitioner, right?
Yes,
so,
sir.
Explain to the radio audience exactly what is that, and what kinds of daily cases would you see and work with?
Okay, as a family nurse practitioner, I can see anybody from newborn till the end of life.
Right.
And treat any medical emergencies like sutures, illnesses, treat chronic health conditions,
mm-hmm.
like asthma, diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, those type of things.
Right.
But I agree with them. We need to empower patients to take care of themselves.
Sure.
You know, mostly.
If they have the knowledge, and that's
right.
The whole point, is to give them that knowledge, those tools, to where it's not a pill, go away, come mm-hmm. back if you don't feel good. It's here's what we're going to do. Here's the
right.
plan. Let's implement a plan, and then you become your own best medicine,
right.
for lack of a better word.
Yeah, get to the root cause of
yes.
the problem.
We talk about that a lot on our Monday program with Dr. Ben Edwards.
Right, and so many things that people can do. Diet is huge in healing your body and keeping you healthy.
Right.
Exercise. Stress management.
Absolutely.
Sleeping. I mean, those are all just
hydration.
So hydration,
movement,
definitely.
All of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Weight loss.
Those are, yeah, exactly. Hey. And we've actually started a weight loss program at the Bridge Clinic.
What's in your weight loss
program? Well, there are several different medications that we can use. Right now, the one I'm prescribing the most is tirzepatide, mm-hmm. which is also Mounjaro.
The semaglutide.
And semaglutide, Ozempic. Yes, Ozempic, yes,
ma'am.
We have, you know, I can do several different medications. What is best for the patient? We kind of look at what their goals are, what their health history is, and what will work best for them. And, you know, I meet people where they're at, where, you know, what they want to do. So patients that want to do it more just through diet and exercise and, mm-hmm. you know, nutritional things, we can do it without medication as well. And then patients that come in that are sick, you know, I meet them where they're at too. Some patients want to just take medications and are not really looking at wanting to make lifestyle changes. And so, you know, that's kind of how we practice there.
Do you guys do much with women's hormones, thyroid?
Thyroid, yes. As far as women's hormones, we're looking at that, getting more education on that, but that's something we'll probably be doing, whether it's bioidentical. I don't know if we will do pellets, but we're looking at, because there's such a need for that.
There's a huge need.
And my practice are pretty independent because we do a lot of hormone replacement at Alice and at Colorado City. It's just a matter of making sure that that's what our patients want and need. Sometimes what the patients want doesn't always line up with what they may necessarily need from a physiologic or medical standpoint. But we sit down, and that part of, I think, the golden thing that people don't realize is when we do new patient appointments, they're at least an hour we sit down. That's the reason for the membership-based model, is because I'm not beholden to seeing 25 patients a day where I've got them in 15-minute blocks. And, you know, 5 minutes of that is spent with a patient, and you're band-aiding with a condition like hypertension, trying to manage the diabetes and everything else that goes with that. You have plenty of time to sit down. That's really what the patients need, and that's where you provide the educational component, and you have plenty of time. Nobody should leave our clinic with questions that weren't answered. So that's the benefit of, and then when you get, I mean, learn this from medical school and residency 101, if you get patient buy-in to their situation, whether it be getting healthy or treating a chronic condition, your overall success rate in treating that patient is going to be much more effective.
So when somebody comes with diabetes, instead of just saying, here's your metformin, send them on their way, you give them nutritional counseling, lifestyle counseling. That's
yes,
good.
Ma'am.
If they're receptive.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Correct. And then they have to know the reason that we're treating it, you know, because of all the things that happen if you don't manage some of these conditions. Mm-hmm. So
the consequences.
All right, let's bring Kara in a little bit real quick. Kara, tell us a little bit about you and what your role would be at the Bridge Clinic.
So I am also a family nurse practitioner. I did pretty much all of my education through Lubbock Christian University. I did nursing school through Covenant, but I have been a nurse for 14 years and then decided to go back for my nurse practitioner. I wanted to have a good foundation, you know, of nursing first before I got into the nurse prac world. And probably a little bit before COVID happened, I began to kind of look more into the natural, holistic side of stuff. I ended up having my last child as a home birth, and that happened right as COVID was happening.
Oh,
so
my goodness. Wow.
It was awesome. Great experience.
Yeah.
But, if I had known a lot of the stuff I know now, I would have had all my kids that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really kind of started diving into it right before COVID, but then COVID happened and it's like it showed a whole lot more. I am going to be going over to the Bridge Clinic in October, towards the end of October. So I haven't quite gotten into everything like the other two have, but I'm definitely excited to step more into even during nurse prac school. It was kind of a thing me and Sherry would talk about often is, you know, is this what we really want to do? Like,
right.
I don't know that I just want to throw medications on people and, you know, just, of course there's a time and a need for them. And we're able to do that, thankfully, but, more, I think a lot of patients just don't have that education and they really look to their doctors as, you know, what you tell me I'm going to do instead of questioning it. And so if somebody puts them on a medication, they're going to take it the majority of the time.
Sure.
Instead of looking into why am I taking this medication?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what else? And I think there needs to be more of a drive of we don't put enough on the patients and educate them on how important gut health is or, you know, just exercise. Yeah, sure, it's a thing we throw out, but do we really take the time with them on really explaining how important that is and how much we can change just by doing that?
I think time is key.
You could ask Wendy. You can't outwork. You can't work out a bad diet. You have to have because they kind of mesh together.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. I know. That's what she keeps telling me.
I try.
I know. She does.
I try.
I mean, you know, I worked out this morning early before the radio
this
show.
This is good.
I admit. I did. I woke up. I said, I got to get back in shape. I do. And I mean, I keep fighting it. And it's not an easy journey for a lot of people.
No.
I mean, you know, but again, to learn about the fact that at the Bridge Clinic, we take the time to help that patient understand what's going on here, right? I come in, and we might walk through some of that a little bit if you want to, Byron and Clint as well, since Clint, you're kind of overseeing the office side, the office piece. But as a new patient, I come in, I say, look, I'm tired of being sick and tired. And so I go to the bridge clinic.